This is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some incredible women across all industries and backgrounds who've agreed to tell the truth about what it really means to hustle. It's time for us to be honest, to let other women know that they aren't alone, to share our mountains and our valleys, to practice self-care, and celebrate our wins together. It's time to hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. This is the Girl Behind the Hustle, and I'm your host, Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Hey guys, it's Lucretia. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast this week. So we are in Women's History Month, and I know this past Sunday was International Women's Day, and I just loved seeing all of the amazing events that happened, as well as all of the energy and the postings on social media. It was just amazing to see what happens when women come together and we celebrate one another and rally together for something that's just bigger than us. And I just want to see this energy carry on past March, past one day, just to see us continue, you know, fighting for equality, fighting for our rights, and just pushing the needle forward on all the things that matter to us. So I'm just focused on how we can keep this conversation going. If you have not already purchased your tickets to our Women's History Month event that we're having, it's going to be on March 20th. We're reading Year of Yes, if you're reading along with us. It's a book by Shonda Rhimes, and we're going to be discussing it as well as pouring into our cups with affirmation, meditation, and just positive words that we can carry with us. So if you're not already purchased your tickets, you can do so at Eventsbrite, search Girl Behind the Hustle. You can also go to our website at girlbehindthehustle.com. Underneath our book tab, you can get our reading list as well as purchase your tickets there. So we'd love to see you. It's going to be held in Chicago. It's going to be actually a suburb of Chicago, Oak Park, Illinois, at Pearl Shoebox Vintage, a wonderful woman-owned vintage boutique. So we'd love to see you guys there. So get your tickets because I want to say there are 5 left, I think. I have to check. But get your tickets if you haven't already. Can't wait to see you. All right, so today on the podcast, now that that is all out the way, today on the podcast, I am chatting with Lindsay Ray. She is the chief science officer of 18B, which is a skincare company that has developed an amazing product using the power of spider silk. Lindsay recently received the Elle Future of Beauty Award for advancing sustainability in the beauty industry. But here's the twist, guys, because the hustle is never a straight line, right? Lindsay originally thought of this concept when she was 22, but she wouldn't truly see it develop until years later in the future. So what do you do in the meantime between coming up with an idea and then actually coming to fruition? How do you stay focused on your vision when you don't see it happening for you right now? What do you do with your weight? Listen in as we discuss what Lindsay did in that meantime, in that period of not knowing if this idea would ever actually happen for her and how she was able to make it happen. So, hi, Lindsay. How are you? Thanks so much for being on the show today. I'm excited to talk a little bit about your background and your hustle.
Awesome. I am so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So tell the listeners just a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I am a scientist. I'm a trained scientist. I am currently the chief science officer at 18B. It's a skincare company that is pioneering a proprietary new ingredient. It's a silk ingredient, a spider silk ingredient, except the ingredient isn't made from spiders. It's made through a fermentation process. And what we found is that this ingredient has some really great benefits for your skin.
And as a scientist going into the clothing and now the skincare industry, what have you kind of had to learn to adjust with working in these industries?
Yeah, well, I think it's part of a bigger story, really, because it all got started in grad school. I was studying biomedical engineering. I was getting my PhD in that. And that's really where the hustle starts. I was studying how silk could be used in regenerative medicine and essentially using silk to rebuild aspects of the body, which sounds like science fiction, but it's actually something that's totally widely studied. Fast forward a couple years after grad school, I end up getting the job of my dreams, working at a company called Bolt Threads. And Bolt Threads is doing something really special. They were making silk using biotechnology, using fermentation, and they were making a lot of it in a clean, sustainable, and economical way. And like you mentioned, the application at that time, this was, 5 years ago, was for textiles. And so here I was, I had studied biomedical applications for silk, and now I transitioned into textiles. So that was a big difference, seemingly. And then, last year, 2 years ago, I did another big shift towards using silk in skincare. And those can be really big shifts, but I would say that through it all, the thing that I've learned is that you've really got to trust your training and really be true to who you are. When you every time you switch or try something new or go into a new industry, whether it's yourself or others, you can kind of feel like an outsider. And my recommendation is just get right back to what you know and build up from there. As an example, in grad school, I studied and researched the human body ad nauseam. I know about cell biology and tissue development, but this was all for, really large defects, big wounds. As I jumped into skincare, I realized it's actually the same. There's so many parallels. Your skin every day is constantly defending your body from environmental stressors that are essentially little micro wounds. If you think about UV, pollution, irritants, abrasion, I love that I get to study and design skincare while also thinking about biology. And interestingly, that's kind of what makes the brand different. It takes guts to talk about science. It takes guts to talk about technology because it's hard. It's hard to talk about the technical aspect of something that is also so beautiful. And I think 18B has the guts to do that, where other brands just either don't have the know-how or just give up because it's too hard.
And so when you were making that initial pivot with Bolt Threads, from going from doing with textiles to going into a luxury beauty brand, did you receive any pushback? I know up until that point, it seemed like they had mainly used that technology in clothing. So did you receive any pushback when you came up with this and you're like, okay, now let's do skincare?
Yes and no. I do think I got both. I guess on the yes, when I got the yes, it was this is backing up just a tiny bit, but I actually ended up making an ador I like to say I made an adorable attempt to start my own skincare company back in grad school. Just two of my girlfriends from grad school, we were developing these technologies, silk and for biomedical applications, but we knew they wouldn't see the light of day for decades. And so we're like, how can we apply this amazing material right now? So we started whipping up formulations in our kitchen back in grad school, and we wrote a business plan and we entered a business plan competition. So anyway, I had a business plan. And it was I was proud of it, but I was like, that was from 22-year-old Lindsay or young Lindsay, and here I am, so much older. But I sent it to the execs and I said, okay, don't laugh. And in parentheses, I said, too hard. Because I thought it was, it could be perceived as silly. But the feedback I got was like, no, this is so on point. This is exactly what we need to be thinking about and doing. And this is the story. This is the core of what we could build. And so that was really awesome to get that yes. I think the no's that I got really were more from people seeing past the vanity of skincare. how does this company, Bolt Threads, which is has these aspirational goals of making a way better world for through way better materials, and how can you do that through skincare? And it's hard when people just really don't see your vision, and really struggle to see the bigger picture. And I don't blame people for that at all. And really, what it comes down to is just keep talking, keep repeating yourself, keep showing your passion, backed by as much evidence as possible. So that was a test for me, but one that ultimately we did it. I was able to really talk to people and connect with people about the vision for this potentially new endeavor at the time.
I think that's so interesting that at 22, you guys came up with this idea to have this skincare line, and then years forward in the future, it actually happens. What does that space felt like in between you putting this idea up on a shelf? You know, maybe this isn't going to happen right now till it happening, you know, in present day. What did that wait in between feel like? Did you think that you would circle back around to that product you thought about at 22? What did that space feel like? Or did was it a dream that, you know, you just said that's not going
Oh my gosh, now you're getting to the Marianas Trench.
to
Yes.
happen?
There's two things I think that I felt during that wait. At the core of it, really what was a challenge to getting that startup going earlier was that we just didn't have a good source of silk. It was coming from silkworms. It was not a commercially viable ingredient. And that's really what the Bolt technology offered me. So really it would have been tough to build a company with a proprietary ingredient that really wasn't ready yet for prime time. In without that that wait, there was that feeling of like, wait, you missed out on something. Why didn't you stick with that? And so that's something that I've definitely always had in my mind of, wow, you missed on something that could have been really, really awesome. It would have been really, really, really hard, but really, really awesome. And yet in those years, because I think I had that feeling, I also reflected on my growth during that time. I'm not that same person that I was when I was 22. I have grown a lot. I'm so much more mature. Or I think I am anyway. I feel like I can make better decisions, go after it harder, go after it stronger. But I don't know if I would have had that if I didn't have that feeling of like, oh, you missed out on this last time, so this time you got to get it right. So it does light that fire in me, because now I have everything I need to make this work. So I don't have any more excuses.
That's awesome. What do you say when people don't see your vision? You touched on that a little bit. What do you say? What type of advice would you give someone where they feel like, you know, they have this vision for something and other people just can't see the vision the way that they do?
Oh, great question. For me, it really just is, don't stop talking about it. Don't stop researching your vision. Honestly, I lean back on my scientific background, and I'm an experimentalist. I try out new ways of saying something. I try out new ways of building out the logic for it. I try out new ways of showing it. And so yeah, I think anyone, ever, all of us are scientists at heart, whether you've had professional training in it or not, and just try out new things, experiment. That's really, and sometimes it won't work. Most experiments fail, but when it does work, you can tell, you can see someone get it. That moment when someone's like, oh my gosh, that's incredible, run with that. So that's always a really great feeling.
Is there anything that you wish people knew about the work that you do?
I think what I'd have to say is that Behind the scenes, yeah, just that it's hard. I think actually the biggest thing, so as you know, I'm a scientist, I've been in the lab, I think about the future, I think about what could be. With 18B, I've really had to think about how to get a viable product into the marketplace, into consumers, into consumer hands, and function. And I'm just surprised at how much thought and energy and dedication goes into that. I really look at all the innovation, all the technology, even simple things that maybe we take for granted, but were, innovations 50 years ago. I look at those with a whole new pair of eyes of like, wow, that wasn't just some bodiless, nameless company that made that product. That was someone's passion, someone's dedication, someone's blood, sweat, and tears went into that at some point. And I'm so thankful that they did that because my life has changed because of that. I don't know who they were necessarily. I mean, sometimes the inventor is behind everything in your life, but I think it's just made me appreciate those things that in your life. Everything takes so much energy to be made. And so you just become very grateful and thankful for that.
And when you have these moments where you're celebrating, like how did you celebrate the creation of this product? How do you celebrate your wins?
Oh, that's easy. Champagne.
That's always a good
Bubbles.
option, right?
No, I think it's about being, it gets back to being thankful. I think when I am like, oh my gosh, that was so awesome, the first thing my brain does is, okay, who do you say thank you to? Because you didn't do that by yourself. You might have been the vehicle for how that happened, but so much else went into that too. So I usually obviously thank my husband. He's the one. My mom, my coworkers, I have an amazing team. So I say thank you. That's how I celebrate.
And what about rest? What does self-care and rest look like for you?
Yeah, for me, I'm a workaholic. I can say that. The first step is an acknowledgement. So I'm in my head a lot, and so for rest, it's about getting out of my head and doing something. I kind of circle on the same thing, and I focus, and I circle, and I circle. And when I rest, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna pop out of that circle and watch a documentary about something completely unrelated to what I do. Watch a documentary, read a book. I also like to bring levity into my life. Sometimes you can get, when you get focused, you get serious. And I love being serious, but life is more than just being serious all the time. So, stand-up comedy, things like that. And then, yeah, nature. I love to hike. We live in a very hilly area, so just climbing to the top of a hill, taking a deep breath, and just looking at how tiny everything is around you just helps to put things in perspective. That's rest.
And what's next for 18B? What are you working on now?
Oh gosh. Well, I can't help but think about all the amazing things that are going to come out of 18B, but we're really focused on the next couple of weeks. We actually are going to have another product launch coming here soon next week. And just we're going to launch this amazing product. We've gotten such great feedback on
Oh, that's
it,
awesome.
which I just, you always make a product, you test it, right? Because we want to make sure it's efficacious before we put it out into the world. And then when the data comes back, you're just like, oh wow, that did way better than I could have anticipated. So that was great. So we're just really excited for this next product launch. And we're just going to take the year step by step. We are in the middle of a big hustle at 18B. We are trying to do something hard, like I said, communicate science about something that's beautiful. And we need to do that. We need to really hone in on that message because that's really where it's at for us.
So now we're going to take a moment to go behind the hustle and find out the real deal Behind the Hustle. What's a quote, verse, or mantra that keeps you encouraged?
I have to say, the one that I always come back to, it's a quote. I like to say it was given to me by my mom because I think it was back in high school, I was probably dealing with, some trivial angsty teenager things, but of course they were the biggest deal. But she sat me down and she said, "Lindsay, here's this quote I want to give you. It's from a past president, Calvin Coolidge." And the whole prequel to the quote, I'll say, is about talent, education, genius, all those things are good, but you don't get to rest on those. And so then the quote goes, "Persistence and determination are alone omnipotent." And so I think I just lean on that. I say, "Yeah, Lindsay, you have a good idea. Yeah, you're smart or whatever, but what's gonna cross the finish line is you working your butt off. So go work your butt off." And so that's really what I come back to. That's my favorite quote.
And what's a tool, app, or something that helps you manage your life or work that you couldn't live without?
Yeah, I'm a control center person. Like I have to have everything right there, right in front of me. So I'm a Googler. I have my Gmail, my calendar. Calendar has that task function. So that's my command center. All needs to be in one spot for me to rule my world.
And what book do you think every girl behind the hustle should read?
Oh, that's a good one. There's so many. I think when I look back on a couple books that really shifted my thought process, kind of made a step function for me, they're a little bit geared towards more management, but during reading them, I did a lot of self-reflection too on myself. So the first is Drive, and then the second book is First to Break All the Rules. It really just got me thinking about drive in particular. I kept saying, "Okay, Lindsay, you need to be better at this, and you need to build your skill set out on that, and you need to do it all." And that book really said, "No, your brain thinks in a certain way. Lean into that and build that, and drop everything else that doesn't serve you." And so I think that those books really came at an important time when I needed to say, "This is your skill set. Now build that up and stop being hard on yourself for not being good at everything else."
Oh, I love that. I have to check those out. I haven't heard of those. And what do you want people to say about you when you aren't in the room?
Oh, this is, yeah. I think when I am in a tough spot, when you're like, "Okay, all right, let's dig deep." I really lean on other powerful women's stories. That's why I love this podcast that you have, because this is the kind of stuff that when I'm down or in a spot of self-reflection, I turn to these kinds of stories for inspiration. And so I just hope that when I'm not in the room and someone's feeling that same way, that my story or the thought of me and what I'm doing can help inspire someone else, because we need to be there for each other and help each other out. And sometimes it can't always be one-to-one, but just the thought of someone can really say, "Oh, I know they're dealing with something super hard, and I know that they could pull themselves out of this, and I know I could too." So that's what I hope someone would say.
Love that. And fill in the blank. My name is, and one truth about the hustle is.
Oh, wow. I think the first thing that comes to mind, I'm a new mom, so the first thing that comes to mind is, "My name is Lindsay, and one truth about the hustle is that your hustle is your baby, and you are its mama. You've got to take care of it. You have to think about it a lot. The minute you look away, it might do something you don't want it to do." And that's okay. It's okay to cut the cord, but know that your hustle needs you. You're the boss. And you're gonna have to drive that ship.
Love it. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for being on the podcast and sharing your story today. Can you let the listeners know how they can connect with you?
Yes. So you can reach me on Instagram at Lindsay Ray, PhD, LindsayWray. My last name has a silent W, PhD. And please come to the 18B website, 18B spelled out, letter B, .com, and check out our amazing products. We have some great starter sets to get you. Our gateway product, and yeah, just stay tuned. We're so excited for what's going to happen in 2020. We're early on in our journey, so if you want to follow along, I try to be open and transparent about what we're doing on Instagram. And so just join us. It's going to be fun. We're going to build something great.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you. It's been
Right.
so amazing to chat with you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. What I really loved is when Lindsay spoke about staying true and committed to your vision. Continue to talk about it even when you don't see it happen, because that just builds momentum and it keeps you focused. So if you're working on something and maybe it's not happening for you right at this moment, just continue to talk about it. Continue to breathe life into it, because it will happen for you if you stay committed to it. I would love to hear what you guys thought of this episode. You can feel free to shoot us an email at heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com. Please rate, subscribe, and share the podcast. And until next week, hustle and grace.